The Gospels According to Love, audio, Mark chapter 2, Sabbath for Mankind, April 9, 205. Again, Jesus entered into Capernaum after some days. The news spread about that Jesus visited a certain house. Right away, many gathered. So many that there was inadequate room to receive them. Even outside the door, Jesus preached the word to them. Four men came to Jesus, bringing one sick of the palsy. When they could not get close to Jesus for the crowd, they uncovered the roof where Jesus was, and when they had broken it up, they let it down the bed wherein the sick of palsy lay. Jesus, seeing their faith, said to the sick of palsy, "Son, your sins are forgiven you." Certain scribes sitting there reasoned in their hearts, "Why does this man speak blasphemies? For who can forgive sin but love alone?" Jesus immediately perceived in his heart that they reasoned within themselves and spoke, "Why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether it is easier to say to the sick of palsy, 'Your sins be forgiven you,' or to say, 'Arise, take up your bed and walk'? This is so you know the children of love have power on earth to forgive sin." Jesus spoke again to the sick of palsy, "Arise, take your bed, and go your way into your house." Immediately the healed man arose, took the bed, and went forth before them all. Everyone was amazed, and they glorified love, saying, "Never have we witnessed anything like this before." Jesus went again by the seaside. All the multitude resorted to him, and Jesus taught them. As Jesus passed by, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the receipt of custom. Jesus said to him, "Follow me." Levi arose and followed Jesus. It happened as Jesus was at Levi's house for meat that he sat with many publicans and sinners, along with his disciples, for there were many who followed him. When the scribes and Pharisees saw Jesus with publicans and sinners, they said to Jesus' disciples, "How is it that he eats and drinks with publicans and sinners?" When Jesus heard it, he said to them, "They that are whole have no need of a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the loving, but the ones who do not love to change." The disciples of John and of the Pharisees were fasting. Some of the others came to Jesus asking, "Why do the disciples of John and of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not?" Jesus told them, "Can the children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. The day will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them. Then in those days they will fast. No one sews a piece of new cloth in an old garment, lest the piece that filled it shrinks and tears away from the old, making the whole worse. No one puts new wine in old bottles, for the new wine will burst the old bottles. The wine becomes spilled and the bottles marred. The new wine must be put into new bottles. It happened that Jesus went through a cornfield on the Sabbath day, and his disciples began as they went to pluck the ears of corn and eat. The Pharisees said to Jesus, "Behold, why do your disciples do on the Sabbath day what is not lawful?" Jesus said to him, "Have you never read what David did when he had need, how he hungered, he and the ones that were with him? He went into the house of love in the days of Abiathar the high priest and did eat the shewbread that is lawful only for the priest to eat. He also gave to those that were with him." Jesus said to them, "The Sabbath is made for man, not man for the Sabbath. The Son of Love is Lord of the Sabbath."